Midday Live, Landry and Dr. Drew, 800-222-5222. We're speaking with Adam Credo, Senior Writer, Foreign Policy and National Security for FreeBacon.com. And Adam, got a call coming in for you from Tom. Tom, go ahead.
Sure. Hey, what's going on, good doctor? Hey, your guest is definitely hitting us in the hind.
Hang on, before you hit me with the hind, Tom, I said free bacon instead of free bacon.
And I was like, free bacon? My mouth started watering.
That's so funny.
Nice. But, you know, I worked, you know, I was in the military for 21 years, and most of my time was spent working on jet aircraft, F-14s, F-18s. I was in the weapons systems part of that platform. And, you know, the military, Air Force, Navy, and Marines have been using basic, what is called chaff for 50, 60 years, which helps defeat radar-guided missile systems. And basically what chaff is, it just basically throws aluminum out into the atmosphere, so these missiles are guiding after this chaff in the air, which is essentially an EMP, and in a few occasions that chaff has hit electrical wires, high tension wires, during training missions, and knocked out full grids of electronics and electricity in areas. It's happened up in Washington, up north of Seattle, knocked out whole grids just from this aluminum chaff.
Well, and
also Mylar balloons. That's another simple way to knock out full grids. So just, you know, like I said, my experience was with the use of chaff and also electronic pods.
But your point is well taken, is that we are so ill-prepared to deal with this that cellophane balloons are getting,
exactly.
What I mean? That we are that vulnerable, right?
Pieces of aluminum,
yeah. So,
thank you for your service, Tom, by the way.
Thank you, Tom. Adam, fill out there. Flesh us out.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Tom's right. There, a couple years ago, I remember the military was flying this blimp balloon. It's called a JLEN system. It's a radar. It can kind of detect missiles well before others type of radar might be able to see them. But they're flying this balloon along the northeastern coast, and it got tied up in power wires and knocked out the grid.
Right.
So you can see how easy it is.
So what are we doing? What's the plan? Do you see any solutions? Anybody? You know, somebody in the administration just looked at the military and said, figure this out.
Right.
Get us a solution fast.
It's called the Space Force.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. And one person that I would really take a look at in terms of this is the National Security Advisor, John Bolton. Mm. He, for a long time, has done research with, you know, when he was out of government, did a lot of research with groups that were kind of ringing the bell on the EMP threat, and it still didn't reach kind of the mainstream threshold. But I think with the executive order yesterday, we're at least saying, look, we're trying to address the problem. Now, it's going to probably take place mostly in classified settings. You know, we don't want to signal to the enemy what we're doing necessarily to preempt this or protect against it. But I think it's a sign in hopefully the right direction, but it's kind of unclear to me, and, you know, certainly the secrecy of the Pentagon is well known, that I think a lot of this is going to take place behind closed doors.
Well, good, as long as it takes place.
Exactly.
Right?
As long as it takes place.
But I'm going to ask you again, and you may, the answer may be, I don't know, but do you conceive, have you heard of, do you imagine what types of measures they might be taking? Is it a matter of everything going underground? Is it a matter of having an electronic shield? How do you, or all the above, how do you do this?
Yeah, I think they're going to be looking at all the above. One of this is, yeah, you do have to have infrastructure underground where it can't be gotten to. And it's interesting that the U.S. hasn't done this nearly as much as we probably should. We even see countries like Iran, which I cover quite closely at the State Department. These guys, most of their infrastructure is underground, housed in bunkers. That's virtually impenetrable, even by bunker buster bombs that are pretty sophisticated. So this would be one step that we can take, but also I would say putting in firewalls in the system. If something is tripped, there needs to be a way to protect from it going downstream.
Like a submarine, like closing off compartments.
Well, yeah, and protecting against that cascading effect, that domino effect.
Right.
Because when one thing is knocked out, we always see that we don't have the infrastructure to shut it down in its in its track. That's something we got to get.
All right, well, that's interesting. All right, well, Adam, very much appreciate it. What's coming up for you at Free Beacon? Or Free Bacon, the way I like to say it.
Oh, I like Free Bacon.
You know, it's funny, when the Free Beacon first started, I think the first 100 Twitter followers. They got free bacon in the mail.
Bring it back.
Yeah, do that again.
It's certainly something that we're relatively confused with, and I think our critics often like to call us the free bacon as well. It's kind of funny. But for me, I'm following right now, it's actually a very interesting debate that's going on inside the Trump administration over the future of the Iran nuclear deal. You know, the president pulled out of this, but we have elements of this administration that are very much pushing to keep it on life support, and this is a fight we're going to see coming up in the next couple months, because Congress, honestly, has no appetite for it.
Interesting. Adam, thank you so much.
Yep. Always my pleasure. Thank you.
That is Adam Credo. You can follow him at Credo0, or you can follow him at freebeacon.com. Credo0 is his Twitter handle. And we'll take a little break. Leon Tweeden, Dr. Drew. It's Midday Live at AM 790 KBC.